Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is a Monday morning, and we've got lots lined up here for you today. A little later on, Manhattan Parks and Rec. But we'll start things off this morning talking with members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. We've got three guests joining us via Zoom. Chuck and Melody Sexton are
good
here.
Good morning, Flint Hills and Brandon. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's been a while. I haven't seen you
That's
guys
like
in a while.
Robin Williams on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah. Good morning, Vietnam. There you go.
Yeah. Adrian Cronauer.
Yes.
There you go.
And then Robin Williams played him, I think, in the movies, right?
It's something like that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But you are the trivia master, David, so who am I to just
I didn't
not
really need to I really didn't need to add much to that. So, you know, you were the contributing factor. I was just
I'm a catalyst.
And there goes our 30-minute spot. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I am a river to my people, Dave.
You should. And folks, just for your background information, if there's ever a time where Chuck and I are, you know, facing each other over a lunch table or a beverage, it's crazy.
It's very interesting.
It can get crazy.
Well, pleasure to have you both here. Janet Nichols is also here. She is the past president of the organization and liaison with the Military Relations Committee. Janet, it's good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us, as always, and thank you.
She is the hardest working person at the Chamber of Commerce, by gosh. And good looking, oh my gosh.
Shush.
Oi, it's a good looking.
He says the same thing about me, Janet.
He says that about all the girls.
And oh, thanks. And me, thanks.
And Dave.
Okay.
Well, lots going on here to get to, and maybe we'll just kind of start with you, Janet, here this week. The Military Relations Committee has their usual luncheon here on the first Wednesday of the month, and that what do you got coming up this week?
Yeah, thanks for the mention. We take July off because it's usually around the first Wednesday of the month is usually around 4th of July, which we were just talking about off mic a little bit before. So this Wednesday, August 4th at 11:30 at Holiday Inn at the campus, we have our MRC lunch. We have Andrew Brown speaking. He is the Commissioner of Behavioral Health Services for the Kansas Department on Aging and Disability Services, and he is going to talk about suicide prevention amongst service members, veterans, and family members. So while we're usually a bit lighter in topic theme, it is really important. A really sad statistic came across my desk a couple weeks ago. There were a little over 7,000 combat deaths in the past 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, but there's been about 30,000 suicide-related deaths among that population. So while it's probably, you know, not a lighthearted topic, it is one that needs to be addressed. And I met Andrew Brown I'm working on something with Commissioner Aaron Estabrook called the Governor's Challenge to Prevent Suicide Amongst Service Members, Veterans, and Family Members. And so Kansas is one of 9 states working on this Governor's Challenge. And so he's going to talk about that. So thank you for the mention.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. And if people want to get tickets, how do they go about getting that?
Basically, just contact me at the chamber. You can call the Chamber of Commerce, 785-776-8829, or you can email me. My email is super easy, Janet, J-A-N-E-T, at manhattan.org. And just reach out to me today, though. Seating's a little limited. I got to get my numbers in today, so give me a call.
All right. Looking forward to that event here this Wednesday. And as far as the coalition's concerned, Melody, what do we have going on this month?
Oh, we have lots going on this month. Our big thing right now is the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition evening meeting. We're starting this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And what we're trying to do is we normally have our meetings the second Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. at the Utopia Room at St. Thomas More, and that's our regular monthly meeting. But there are lots of veterans that work.
Yeah, not everybody has the same lifestyle as Dave Lewis. You know, the Kardashian Adnan Khashoggi, Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous, Robin Leach coming to visit him. So some people have to work during the daytime, Dave.
Remember those opportunities I had talked about of, you know, having meals together and and drinks together, and how the conversations tend to go from bad to worse. You know, there may be a shortage of those conversations in the future. May have to pare those down.
He's too posh.
Kardashian Lewis, seriously?
Upscale. Yes. He's the hardest working man in radio. But the nighttime meeting.
So we're going to do it actually August 19th, which by coincidence, not really, but on purpose, is the same time as Third Thursday downtown this month. So we thought we would combine our evening meeting. It's going to be at 6 p.m. in the Chamber of Commerce building, which is, what is it, Janet, 50?
It's 501 Points Avenue downtown. So we're on the corner of 5th and Points, kind of a little catty corner from the courthouse.
Yep. So we're gonna have our meeting in the evening, and veterans are absolutely welcome to come. It'll probably be a little shorter than our regular meeting, but I just want everyone to remember that membership is free, and we're also gonna have a little display outside. If you come to our meeting, you can have a hot dog.
Well, you don't only have to be a veteran to be in the
coalition. No, you
coalition,
don't. That's true.
You know, two of the hardest working people in the coalition, Janet and Melody, are not veterans. They just hung around with veterans for about 20 plus years. So so if you're interested in veterans or veterans related causes and an organization that does just a lot of good works in the community, it come on down.
Yeah.
And all joking aside, if you have something to do, because it's difficult to make the 10 o'clock meeting time. Mm-hmm. So if you have something to do during the daytime, if you have a job or whatever, come on down to the night one. And if it turns out well, you know, this is kind of like a beta version. Yeah. If it turns out well, then we'll try to schedule a nighttime meeting at least once a month.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this might be a great opportunity for anybody that's, you know, looking for something to volunteer with. This is going to kind of get you exposed to the coalition a little bit and kind of a more informal setting, which I don't think you guys do a lot of formal stuff necessarily, but
what makes you think that?
I don't know.
This crew, no.
I'm wearing a tuxedo right now. Your radio listeners can't see that.
We also have an update. I'm going to let you talk about, Chuck, about Sunset Cemetery and what's going on.
It's very good to let me do things.
I know. Well, you know, I'm in charge.
This is a perfect woman right here. She's allowing me to talk about this. Thank you very much, Melody.
She says she's in charge, so obviously she's a little misguided.
Yeah.
Hey.
Why the hate, man? All I give you is love.
That's not hate.
Return hate.
That's not hate. That's a reality check for you.
Well, as I was saying, the Sunset Cemetery, as my wife allowed me to say, the Sunset Cemetery, for those of you who don't know, and I was kind of surprised in the community, there's a lot of people that don't know that in the cemetery itself, there's a veterans section that's towards the back. It's very close to the wall with the high school. And in it, there's a memorial that's set up for veterans who died in the wars that we've been in since the First World War. And it fallen on a little bit of hard times. Specifically, there's a cannon. It's a 37 millimeter anti-tank gun there, as well as a series of crosses similar to the soldier crosses that exist throughout the National Cemetery system for our veterans, primarily overseas. And it fallen a little bit in disrepair. And some of our organization, along with some help from students at K-State and
student veterans
from K-State and active duty soldiers from Fort Riley, mm-hmm. and along with some great help from the folks that work at the cemetery, at Sunset Cemetery, that work for Parks and Rec, got together and kind of spruced up the area. And we're still, it's an ongoing project, but if you get a chance, go out there and check it out. It's kind of neat. It's incredibly neat. But we spruced it up, and we're going to have it completed. Target date is by November 4th, and that's cleaning up the area, trimming some of the stuff, and just getting it tip-top GI'd, ready for inspection by the 4th. So, but it was a good piece of work, and it was a lot of fun. And if you get a chance and you're a member of the community, just go see the place. It's pretty moving. So,
yep. All right.
Yep, I've seen that. It's pretty nice out there. So yeah, be sure to check it out. We got to take a quick break. Let's do our break here, and we'll come back more with the Veterans Coalition here in a moment. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.